You know, it's been a long time since I've had some fun with another girl. I mean, I've had a little bit of playtime here and there, some kisses, some groping, but it's been a while since I've really had a full experience. And, you know, maybe if you were here with me, I'm not sure if I'd be able to contain myself for very long. I just love feeling a woman's softness. First, I could walk up really close to you and put my hands on your hips, lean in and brush my face against yours, softly, gently, taking a deep breath so I could smell your sweet perfume, the lovely scent of your hair. I'd trail little kisses down your jaw until our lips met. The thing about kissing a woman is that, you know, our lips are softer. And so I would delight in every kiss at the softness of your beautiful lips. And you would love feeling the way my soft, full lips felt against yours. And maybe I'd brush my nose against yours before pulling your bottom lip into my mouth and gently sucking and nibbling on it, running my fingers through your hair, and feeling your hands start to explore my body. First, maybe you'd reach up and start to rub my tits through my shirt, and I would guide your hand down through the neck of my shirt, down to my breasts where you could feel how hard my nipples were. And I'd lean my head back and moan in pleasure as he toyed with my sensitive nipples. And this time I probably, I don't know how much of your teasing I'd be able to take, and I'd grab you by the hand and throw you onto my bed, get on top of you and start to kiss you passionately, making sure to nibble at your neck, your collarbone, while I slide down your body, pushing your shirt up and reaching back and undoing your bra and marveling, enjoying your beautiful tits, leaving little nibbles on your breasts and before drawing your nipples in my mouth and sucking on them gently. While one of your nipples would be in my mouth, the other wouldn't be ignored. I would reach my hand up and softly stroke your nipples until you got hard. Then I'd kiss down your stomach. Once again, maybe leaving little nibbles as I went, undoing your pants or lifting up your skirt, leaving little nibbles in the insides of your thighs and just teasing you, driving you crazy until you were begging me to put my face up against your sweet, warm pussy. And I'd oblige. I'd pull your panties aside and take a deep breath. I smell your beautiful aroma. And sticking my tongue out and sliding it starting at your entrance so I could taste the wetness you produced for me, and sliding my tongue up as I began to tease and toy your little clit, taking it in my mouth and sucking on it a little, broadening out my tongue and just lapping at you. Maybe I'd stick a finger or two inside of you and point them upwards and stimulate your G-spot while I had your clit in my mouth. And I'd look up at you, letting you see my brown eyes and letting you see how much I'm enjoying devouring your tasty little pussy. Maybe you'd run your fingers through my hair, grabbing on to my dark, thick, silky hair, pushing my face into your cunt as my tongue began to move faster and faster, my fingers pressing deeper and deeper inside of you. And I'd want you to beg. I'd want you to beg me not to stop. Beg me to keep going. Beg me to let you feel the sweet release of climax. And I would let you. And I would happily lap up every drop of your sweet nectar as you came hard on my face. And then I'd crawl back up your body and kiss you deeply and let you taste yourself on me. And then maybe you could do the same to me. Tease my perky tits before making your way down to my pussy. You could play with my cute little piercing down there, feeling a cold metal in your mouth as you tongue at me, tasting how sweet I am. And I know that you would please me so well that eventually I too would come all over you. Maybe you would crawl back up to me, and we'd lay beside each other and look deep into the other's eyes and give a soft kiss before we drift off to sleep.